The Yevanim, our enemies during the days of Hanukkah, they tried to make us forget our Torah. They tried to make sure that we would not be Mekayim, we wouldn't fulfill mitzvos. And ultimately, it was the Chashmonaim who had come to the rescue of Am Yisrael. It was the Mesiras Nefesh of the Chashmonaim of Matisyahu and his children that ultimately brought about a Yeshua, a salvation for Am Yisrael. And yet the Gemara in Baba Basra tells us that if there were to be a person who would say that he's from the dynasty of the Chashmonaim, don't believe him. Rather, he's an Eved, he's a slave. How is it possible that such a great people who were Moser Nefesh to spare Am Yisrael for such a terrible, terrible gullus? How is it possible that not even a memory of this dynasty, Zu Torah v'Zu Schara, this is the Torah and this is the Schar, such great people and this is their end? Such a precipitous fall? How is it possible? The Ramban comes and offers understanding and explanation by suggesting that Yaakov Avinu, before he died, had told Yehuda that the scepter should never leave that tribe, for the Hashmonaim to come and take the reins of Malchus, of royalty, that was going against the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. As a punishment, as an onesh for doing that, ultimately there wasn't a trace of the Chashmonaic dynasty. Though I want to offer another possibility. Ultimately, it's so easy to forget where our salvation comes from. One might think that it's mortal man that brings about the Yeshua, the salvation of Am Yisrael. Though it's not true. Man is a conduit, is a shliach, is an emissary. And it's so easy to thank the emissary, thank the shliach, but we forget about the being that sent that messenger. Indeed, the Chashmonaim were Moser Nefesh Ad Ma'od. But ultimately speaking, we can't forget that our true salvation came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even the great Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Jew ever to live, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, and yet he himself wasn't able to bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't able to see the peros, the fruits of his labor. The same Moshe Rabbeinu, that from the time that Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, through the Midbar, and yet he wasn't able to bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Because ultimately it's so easy for us to think that it's the Shliach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's taking us out of our servitude, of our bondage, bringing us into salvation. The night of Seder, Anivel Malach, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu isn't mentioned once, Leil Seder. Because Chas V'Shalom, should somebody think that our Yeshua, our salvation, comes from anywhere other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're living in a time where there's this terrible suffering. We're living in a time of magefa, of plague. And we're all davening that the vaccine should come soon so we'll be able to rid ourselves of this terrible magefa. But are we really davening for a vaccine? Is the vaccine our Yeshua? Is the vaccine our salvation? Our Yeshua is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing the Mashiach? That's our true salvation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodu ba'atzmo, showing himself to the world. In the times of Mashiach, we'll be able to come and announce HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch li'olam voed. Ultimately, the only dynasty that will be eternal, that will remain and endure forever, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoto u'ba'atzmo. Have a Freilichen Chanukah.